Two little red-headed boys, Kfir and Ariel Bibas, were buried at an emotional funeral today in one coffin with their mother, Shiri, after being killed while in Hamas captivity. Hamas says they were killed in an Israeli airstrike, while Israel says it has forensic evidence that they were brutally murdered. Yordain Bibas, the boy's father, who was recently freed by Hamas, apologized that he was not able to protect them.
Hamas indicated today the bodies of four Israeli hostages would be turned over in a matter of hours in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. Wall Street. Right now the Dow is up 207 points. NASDAQ is up as well. The S&P is up 50. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Twin Disc's former headquarters in Racine is back on the market. The asking price is now at $3.4 million after a previous redevelopment deal fell through. The 7-acre campus has been vacant since early 2023 when Twin Disc moved those operations to Milwaukee. Kenosha authorities are investigating a death after a body was removed from a home on 14th Avenue near 48th Street. That was just after midnight. Fire crews had been at the scene prior to the discovery. Details remain few at the moment. 41-year-old Justin Tursik has been bound over for trial in Kenosha for the alleged stabbing of a homeowner and his dog February 3rd. Tursik remains in custody on a $1.5 million bond. His next court date is set for March 13th. The Kenosha-based Mahone Foundation is expanding its CEO College Scholarship Program to include Racine High Schools this year. Students from both Racine and Kenosha have until March 22nd to apply for the scholarships. Nearly 400 of them have been awarded over the past 25 years. You can get a link with more at RacineCountyI.com. And 10 federal employees at the Milwaukee VA were terminated. It's part of the Trump administration's effort to reduce government spending. The union repping the employees says they'll sue over the firings. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports here at the NFL Scouting Combine, where over 300 of the top college football players are here to meet and work out for NFL teams. It's also a chance to meet with players' agents. But Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he's focused on the draft.
For me, it's more about getting to know these college players and making sure that the time we spend, not only in the interviews, but watching them compete on the field, you know, the weigh-ins, just everything that they do here, just kind of immersing yourself in that to get to know these guys as well as you can. You don't have this opportunity again. This is kind of a 1 week. So to me, that's the priority.
College hoops. Wisconsin over Washington, 88-62. Marquette down Providence, 82-52. The Bucks losing to the Rockets in Houston by 3, 100-97.
We just didn't play right. They kept getting stops, but then we kept going down, turning the ball over and making bad plays on our own.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today, with high temperatures still reaching the mid-40s. Spotty sprinkles are possible this afternoon and into the evening. And by morning, may mix with a little snow. Otherwise, tomorrow it'll be breezy and cooler, with highs tapping 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
Oh, News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. This is the song that made Lennon and McCartney notice that George Harrison was becoming a really good songwriter. From Abbey Road, here is Something on WRJN.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. With Dan Marcus here, all this week, our morning guy, Don Rosen, has tickets that you can win to see Gabriel Iglesias, the fluffy guy. He's coming to the Wisconsin State Fair August 7th. And yes, your free tickets are waiting tomorrow morning for you with Don Rosen here on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Dogs and Cream in Racine, where happiness is served on a bun. When you're craving warm comfort food on a chilly day, Dogs and Cream has you covered. Made to order, from yummy chili dogs to loaded Chicago dogs and gourmet pretzel dogs, every bite is pure satisfaction. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
It's WRJN. Funny thing about success, and the Temptations prove it, they could not buy a hit for themselves. And then, once they had their first hit, they couldn't stop having hits. Here's I Can't Get Next to You on WRJN.
Next to you, baby. tears. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In what's now seeming to be a trend, Racine County authorities have made their eighth arrest this year related to child sexual abuse material. A 17-year-old from Racine has now been arrested following a tip from a national organization. The sheriff's office says the teen had the images and videos on his Google account, with multiple devices found during a search. Investigators say the 17-year-old admitted to viewing and possessing the material. The charges are for homicide of a human and a dog. In court yesterday, the Kenosha man accused of stabbing a homeowner and his pet was bound over for trial. That means there's enough evidence to proceed for 41-year-old Justin Tursik. On February 3rd, police say Tursik stabbed Andrew Fankush at a home that used to be owned by Tursik's grandmother. Fankush had just moved in. Tursik remains locked up on $1.5 million bond. Another court date is set for March 13th. 10 federal employees at the Milwaukee VA were let go this week. It's part of the Trump administration's effort to reduce government spending. The impacted employees include at least 3 veterans. The American Federation for Government Employees has announced it's suing the federal government over the firings. It's part of a larger nationwide termination of 1,400 VA employees. For more about this weekend's Thrive event downtown, check out the Racine County Eye. The event spotlights wellness. You can learn more about how to feel better at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today, with high temperatures still reaching the mid-40s. Spotty sprinkles are possible this afternoon and into the evening. And by morning, may mix with a little snow. Otherwise, tomorrow it'll be breezy and cooler with highs tapping 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
I can't blame can I see now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will. I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a sail in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As the smoke ran out, he talked of life, talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. He said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick across the cell. Grabbed his pants and fair that stands for we jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him still grieves. He said, I dance now at every chance in honky tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drink so bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. a lot, and we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours, and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing, 'cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can,
doesn't seem to be anyone.
Town Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
News, timeless hits, WRJN with the Supremes, Paul Harvey coming up in minutes.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling back so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a sound.
Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump holds his first cabinet meeting.
We have cut billions and billions and billions of dollars. We're looking to get it maybe to $1 trillion.
The president's comments echoed by Elon Musk, who called it the best cabinet ever.
We simply cannot sustain as a country a $2 trillion deficit.
This all comes as the Trump administration has just issued a much-anticipated memo instructing federal agencies to begin planning for large-scale job cuts.
The administration is preparing to direct federal agencies to submit reorganization plans by March 13th as part of sweeping reductions in force.
White House correspondent Weijia Jiang, the administration's already downsized the workforce by laying off probationary employees. Well, there's no relief as egg prices rise.
Three eggs for $2.99.
Three eggs for $2.99. Some places charging more than $10 for a dozen. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins today outlines a 5-point plan to try to bring those prices down in the Wall Street Journal. It calls for investment of hundreds of millions of dollars to help poultry producers deal with avian flu, and more egg imports will be considered. Coffee prices are at record levels, too. New York Times economics reporter Peter Goodman says weather conditions in places like Brazil and Thailand have tightened supplies.
So the rains have come at the wrong time in some places. Cold snaps have followed early springs, and in other places, there's just a lot of volatility, and that has hit crops.
Texas health officials report the first death in the measles outbreak that has sickened at least 124 people, most of them unvaccinated children. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
This started in an unvaccinated Mennonite community that's in Gaines County, county seat being Seminole, here in West Texas. So that's a community religious, and their choices.